In this new segment of Advisor Revelations, the DPL team will discuss how to evaluate new solutions and address current challenges and the strategies that can help you grow your firm and AUM.
Welcome to the Advisor Revelations podcast. I'm Jackson Bradley, a regional vice president with DPL. And today we're going to be discussing misconceptions of annuities and specifically lifetime income. And joining us today is Willie Jones, who formerly a consultant at DPL Financial, now the sales desk manager here. Willie, first off, congrats on the new role and happy to have you on.
I appreciate it. And thank you for having me. It's always a great conversation to share with our advisors and clients out there. Let them know what's really going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we start the discussion today, I just want to remind our listeners to subscribe to the Advisor Revelations podcast on your preferred streaming platform, Spotify, YouTube. I think we're on most, if not all of them. But to go ahead and get into it, Willie, so our listeners have a better understanding of your role, I guess, could you talk a little bit about your role as a consultant at DPL, maybe shed a little light on, you know, your new role as well?
Yeah, part of my job as a consultant was to work with advisory firms across the country and help them implement non-commissioned insurance solutions into their, you know, financial planning. It's been a big change, as you know. Not all advisors think of annuities in a positive aspect, but I really think we are fundamentally changing that dynamic across the country, especially with RAs having that fiduciary responsibility to do what's right for their clients. Annuities can be a big part of that. That was my role as a consultant. Now, as a sales desk manager, I get the opportunity to work across all of our consultants and every firm that we have across the country. So I'm really excited to spread the word even more now and make sure we are changing people's futures.
Awesome. Thanks for that. So to get into the topic that we're getting into today, which is misconceptions around annuities and specifically lifetime income, I think the first and probably one of the most important questions that we'll answer today is, what is the difference between lifetime income and annuitization? Because I think we both know that advisors often conflate the two.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, it's not just advisors. I think it's just the way it's positioned in the marketplace. Let's talk about annuitization. People think, hey, I did an annuity. That means I'm going to give up this money to an insurance company and they're going to give me a lifetime income stream. That's where these two things get mixed up. That is what annuitization does. You know, I get this asset and I'm guaranteed to get these returns for the rest of my life. But when we talk about lifetime income, that can be achieved several different ways. It's not always through annuitization. Really speaking, as you know, Jackson, probably less than 5% of annuities are actually annuitized. There's so many more efficient ways to get that lifetime income. It's going to really offer clients flexibility and a lot more option and choice than your standard annuitization.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think annuitization is interesting and is very closely related to a common tool that we see in retirees' portfolios, which is a pension. And so could you talk a little bit about kind of similarities, which they really are very similar, a pension versus an annuitized contract?
Yeah, it's the same way. Let's talk about it. When it used to be back in the day, you'd work for a company all your life, put away money, deferred comp. And then when you retire, you get the option of saying, hey, do you want to keep getting a regular income for the rest of your life? And you can say yes, but you could also say, do you want to get a regular income and also cover your spouse? The option to say yes there. Generally, it wasn't the same amount. You know, when you covered a spouse, a lot of times, as I'm sure you've experienced, it can be up to a 50% decline and the income you're coming in, but let's be honest, they're not getting less expenses. It's not going to be 50% cut in expenses. But that's the way a pension was. You had the choice. You would give up the asset, that deferred comp you've worked, and they give it back to you in an income stream. That's really exactly how annuitization works, kind of similar way, except you're switching the responsibility onus from a company, the company you might have worked for, to an insurance company who's going to have a lot more assets generally than the company that you work for. So there's a lot more safety generally in annuitization than just working for one company that might or might not be there in 30 or 50 years. So if you are going to do it, it is better to go through annuitization through an insurance company that's been around for up to 100 years. Now, the big difference, let's be honest, pensions are really going away. They're tough to come by for a lot of people. So part of the thing we help to do talking to advisors is create your clients their own personal pension. You really can't put a price and a peace of mind for a client that's going to get a regular income check every month coming in, similar to just how when they were working.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think pension replacement has really been kind of a pillar for us as of late in the rate environment that we've seen. You know, high rate environment leads to high withdrawal rates on these lifetime income riders. So have you had any success? You know, an advisor sends a pension statement of a client and they say, hey, Willie, which option should we choose? And, you know, down at the bottom, there's probably a lump sum option too. Have you had any experience using that lump sum and trying to refi over here?
Yeah, I mean, that's the best thing an advisor can do because it's going to create two wins. I don't know about you, but I have not seen many situations where we weren't able to do better for the client by taking that and getting an income rider versus a pension. And the biggest thing about it is that we could also take that money and cover two lives with not nearly the decrease in payments as if they tried to do it as a pop-up, you know, when one person passes away, like, you know, drop down to 50%. So the overall income for the family was so much better than just taking a pension and taking that lump sum and investing it and getting them some type of lifetime income that way. But as we said, we still don't want to do annuitization because that's part of the biggest problem. People don't want to give up that asset just for that income stream. Like Jackson, what if they die prematurely? That's a question I get all the time. You know, not giving this money up or taking this pension, who gets it then? Well, we don't want the insurance company to get it. We don't want your company to get it. We want it to stay within your family. So if something happens prematurely, there are so many other effective ways to utilize annuities to get that income for that client.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's an interesting place for a financial advisor because I don't know what it is, but advisors seem to kind of lean away from pensions often because they don't really know how to interact with them or, you know, what option to choose of the ones that the employer offers. So you take that lump sum, consult someone like DPL who can diagnose what the client needs and find the best option out there. At that point, the advisor can then add value to that lump sum that they're taking and investing it into an annuity type vehicle, whether that's investment management, withdrawal management. The advisor just has a lot more control over the asset rather than it sitting at the employer and paying out X amount per year and that's it.
And think about it. It creates a win for the client and the advisor because now he's getting held away assets and bringing them back to him. Because generally, you can bill on those assets, you know, his new AUM. And like I said, your client's going to be in a better situation than it was sitting at the company and they were collecting that pension income. So it does create a win for both sides. And that's really what we try to focus on is a best situation for the advisors and a best situation for the clients.
Certainly. So going back to kind of the annuitization place, I want to get a little bit into rising income, cost of living adjustment. So to kind of, you know, set the scene, what is a SPIA with a cost of living adjustment? How does that work?
Yeah. If people do annuitization, it's generally through a single premium immediate annuity. And we have tools that we strictly use for math to see what is the best option for your client. This is just not us, you know, making opinions. Age plays a factor. And I'll talk to advisors, talk about longevity of the client. And most SPIAs, right off the top, and most articles you read or publish really talk about level income. You know, you turn a SPIA on, I'm going to get a level income for the rest of my life. They do have options of getting, you know, of getting rising or increasing income. That's really anywhere from 2 to 5% is what I see on most SPIA opportunities. But if you look at the math, it drastically reduces their payout in the younger years. So a lot of times it doesn't make mathematical sense. We tend to use SPIAs here at DPL for clients that are probably, I don't know if you'd agree, maybe late 70s, 80s, because, you know, life longevity is lower. So let's get them as much income as we can in the beginning. And that's generally through a level income scenario. But if you're looking at the standard retiree that's saying, hey, it's 60, you're working with a client, we're getting into those crucial 5 years before retirement. And they're thinking, hey, I want to do something and we can't have that sequence of return risk derail what I want to do. Let's say at 65. That's where an annuity with an income rider is going to play a great role in it because you can start them off with an income at 65. And also, like we said, give them that COLA or that rising income as they're aging. Because no matter what we think, as we get older, things are going to get more expensive than I'm going to need in every day. And it's, at least with the advisors I talk to, healthcare is a big fear for a lot of clients. Well, as I'm getting older, I'm getting more money. It's not just a level income. It's coming in. It can help offset some of those expenses if that happens.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of an objection that I get here and there from advisors. The ones that use SPIAs specifically, they'll say, well, we do SPIAs with a cost of living adjustment. How are you going to account for that in this lifetime income rider type product. So what we've seen have a lot of success in the marketplace lately is rising income, really market return driven increases in income. So could you talk a little bit more about the mechanics of that and how we've seen success?
Yeah, most SPIAs, before you do it, it's a guaranteed contract for life. So think about that for advisors, you guys, it's going to be automatically very conservative. The insurance company's not going to do anything that puts them in danger. So when they do the math, the internal rate of returns are going to be really low because they're guaranteeing, hey, this client's going to go up by 2% every year. What we like about it, at least on the products that we have on our platform, is that the returns can be, maybe I don't know if the word unpredictable is right, but you have an opportunity of a range generally to go anywhere from 1 to 4, maybe even sometimes 5%, depending on the annuity you get in your rising income. Now, it's not a guarantee every year, but you as the advisor, you're monitoring your client's investments. If you pick the right investments and the returns come in and the market's up by 5% on the investments you pick, well, your client's income goes up 5%. And guess what? Once it goes up, it can never go back. So that's a big motivator for a lot of people. What I found is when I use rising income, the target is generally between 3 and 5% year over year, with some guaranteeing 4% for at least 7 years. And you know, when your client starts income now, it's going to be worth 28% more in 7 years. There's all kinds of caveats we can help advisors find the right solution for your clients.
Yeah. And I think going off of that, you know, the 1% to 5% range market-driven income increases, it's important to know that when the account value goes to zero, the client is still eligible for those increases. We're still tracking that index or fixed rate, whatever it may be. They can still get income increases once the cash is actually gone out of the account. So I'm sure an advisor would love to see the ROI on an asset with no cash in it left that's still increasing from a distribution standpoint.
And that's why I tell everybody, when you talk to advisors about it, I was like, let's be honest, an annuity works in the beginning. It's just a return of what the client put in as an investment. The ROI doesn't explode until they live past that age. And that's why it's a longevity hedge. Once they live past that age and I'm getting rising income, that is just huge. And you look like a superstar as an advisor that you've set them up for this 25, 30, 35 years of income. And I'm just getting raises every year and I'm doing the things that I want to do and enjoying life and having the peace of mind because you also don't have to manage that asset and peel it off the portfolio to pay them. The insurance company is taking that off your plate as the advisor so you can relax and get them to do the fun things they want to do, maybe think about legacy planning and things they want to leave because all their basic necessities have been taken care of by the insurance company.
Yeah. Another objection that I get often that I'm sure you've gotten the same is the presence of surrender schedules in some of our income products. You know, in the commission-free world, we talk a lot about increased liquidity and lower fees, but that doesn't take away from the fact that from the insurance carrier standpoint, some of them have to have surrender schedules on these products in order to properly hedge them. So how do you navigate that conversation with an advisor that doesn't want to lock up money, but they do want an income stream?
Well, number one, this is what I'll say. These are not the same old annuities that were out there before on the commission side. I think when you're looking for good income on the commission side, the minimum lockup's probably 10 years. I've seen some as much as 15 years on a lockup. Well, a lot can change for a client during that time deciding, hey, when do I want to take income and how much income do I want to take? When you work with annuities on our platform, the longest you'll probably ever see is a 7-year surrender schedule, yet the surrender charges are all in the single digits. So it's also very low if you need to change your mind. But the one thing I will say, Jackson, that I do when we're doing planning with an advisor is this really what you're trying to accomplish for the client? You know, let's talk about goals. If this is for income, generally income is taken in the 5 to 7 years. So why would you worry about a surrender schedule? You've taken this out of your bond allocation, move this over for guaranteed income. You still have part of that bond allocation left, plus you have all the equity allocation to grow their investment portfolio, knowing that you've set in place something safe for them. Now, if income is not the concern or you're not sure about it, think about it, Jackson. We have lots of products that can still offer safety and protection that are fully liquid and principal protected.
Yeah, 100%. There's always a pivot to something else to better fit the client needs because, to your point, it's not always going to be the best solution for an income annuity with a surrender schedule. Maybe when I go something more liquid with a lower payout rate, maybe they don't need guaranteed income at all. But yeah, We have, I think, over 60 products on our platform. There's a solution for virtually any client situation.
That's exactly what we say. We're here to help and make sure you're staying on task and on goal. And the biggest thing is really figuring out what those goals are, and we can find the solutions that are going to fit and help your client.
Yeah. One last topic that I wanted to cover that relates to lifetime income that I've had success with is taking lifetime income. Let's say we do have these high payout rates right now. We can take lifetime income with qualified dollars and actually fulfill some of the RMDs that would normally be taken out of the client's investment portfolio. And you know you don't have to worry about taking such a high distribution because it's guaranteed. Have you seen any success with that sort of idea?
Oh yeah, I talk about that twofold. Number one, a lot of times a client's biggest asset could be a 401k or when they rolled over to an IRA. And people are under the impression that I can only use that for me, you know, if I was the earning spouse or however in the relationship. But that's not true either. You can turn that IRA money basically into a joint IRA payout for you and your spouse for the rest of your life, and nothing changes. And to your point, the benefit in doing that is, as I'm getting that increasing income, that means I'm going to have to take less out of the other part of the portfolio that's deferred comp, because when you pay RMDs, it's looked across all of your qualified products. So that income that you're getting annually from that annuity counts as a disbursement that you're going to pay taxes on. So it's going to lower your R&D threshold on maybe your equity investments or however else you're deciding to grow your funds. So that's really big. And I think a lot of advisors really don't know about taking an IRA and really turning into a joint IRA type pension for two people. And that is a great opportunity, because I've done several of those where, even because where rates are now, they had another income product, maybe someone was sold to them back in the past, and they started to take income. With the way things are right now, like you said, Jackson, let us revisit that. Let us run that through our tools to see if we can put them in a better place. I think both of us have been able to do that for clients, and they were shocked that they can take that exact same investment, nothing changes for them, and get way more income.
Yeah, 100%. And the way we've been building out our tech platform, we've made it very accessible for advisors that are more self-sufficient and want to do it themselves. They can log on to the DPL website, use the tools, and they don't even have to contact someone. If they don't want to, you know, reach out and have a phone call, they can put in the info in a minute and get the results right away, then reach out if they want to proceed with next steps. But
yeah, think about it. That lifetime statement, you bring on a new client and you want to review that annuity and they have a statement, you can visit our tools and drop that statement right in, say what the client's goals are. Maybe it's income now, maybe it's income in 3 years, and it's going to spit a solution out to you. And then you can go ahead and, while the client's there, hit apply now and get your client set, so there's less visits going through there and you can get them processed even faster. We are fundamentally, what I tell advisors, changing the insurance industry. It's the last bastion of commission solutions, but let's be honest, that's not what the future is going to look like.
Yeah, 100%. It's definitely a movement that's exciting to be a part of. And so with that, I want to ask for any closing remarks before we get out of here.
Oh yeah, yeah. Advisors, as you listen to this, right now, there are so many opportunities for guaranteed income. There's so many unknowns in the marketplace. We get clients calling in directly to us looking for safety and protection. We want you guys to be the first stop that they come to, and you to be able to help them find those solutions. And it doesn't matter what side of the political spectrum on or what you believe. Everyone in retirement likes peace of mind, and they like a regular check coming in no matter what the market's doing. And you can help your clients do that. And there's no price on peace of mind.
Yeah. Well, Willie, thank you. It's been a really good conversation. I think we'll open up some people's eyes to what can be done in the lifetime income space these days. I want to remind everyone to make sure to like and subscribe to the podcast on your preferred streaming platform, and visit us at www.dplfp.com, where you can find your consultant and have a conversation with us today. Thanks.
No problem.
Thanks for listening. To hear more advisor revelations, go to dplfp.com and subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming app.